Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Deshaun Watson, do you know the name, Kelly?
I bet he's an athlete.
He is an athlete. He's a quarterback for the Houston Texans.
There you go.
And he wanted to help three of the women who work in the team's cafeteria. So he gathered them up in the dining hall, and he did this. Huh.
Hey, how are y'all? For what y'all do for us every day and never complain, I really appreciate y'all. So I wanted to give my first game check to y'all to help y'all out some type of way. So, here you guys go.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all. No problem. Hopefully that helped. Shouldn't be. So hopefully that's good to help you get you back on your feet, and anything else y'all need, I'm always here to help.
A lot of first-time NFL check recipients will go buy a car or some jewelry, some clothes.
Wow.
Deshaun Watson decided to give his check to the cafeteria workers because they actually had lost everything in the hurricane.
And somebody else, another athlete, was donating like his first six paychecks or something. Who was that? I'm having a flash on a news thing. Somebody else is donating like their first so many.
Oh, I gotta look into that. Yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of guys doing that in the NFL.
Oh gosh, somebody text if you
know. Was it JJ Watt? No, he had his GoFundMe set up.
No, he did the GoFundMe.
But that's really cool. He's a rookie.
Remember, they showed the picture of the guy in the news story on the sidelines. It showed his picture.
Yeah.
I just can't remember who it was, but he was donating his checks.
Do you remember what number?
Baby, I don't know.
Thanks, baby.
No.
All right,
that's very cool of him, though.
No, that's very zen of him. That means that dude might be meditating, you know?
Okay, this is the thing. You know I'm into like anything wellness, fitness, health, whatever. Just things that make you feel better. But meditation for me is really difficult, as I'm sure it is for most people, because you have to sit there and eliminate thoughts from your mind.
Well, here's the thing they say about meditating. It's you take care of your body on the outside extremely well.
Right.
But the inside is what's most important.
And honestly, that's kind of how I was feeling. I would work out all the time, but I still felt crummier.
Right.
I still feel stressed out. So I bought books on meditating.
Uh-huh.
Never really followed through, because you try and lay there, and it's so hard to not let your mind wander. And I know, JC, you've done some guided meditations on apps. They have a lot of cool apps. You've tried that before.
I've tried the apps, and then I do it where I just lay on my bed with my eyes closed and listen to this lady tell me where I need to go and what I need to be thinking about, and it's awesome.
Yeah, because if you don't listen to someone telling you what to do, it's so hard to lay there. So my best girlfriend, Mackenzie, she's very into kind of the spiritual stuff. She, you know, she has crystals, and she really likes to try and center herself, and we found out about a meditation class at the gym.
Uh-huh.
So she asked me to go with her, and it was just 30 minutes. I'm like, I can do this. It was during lunchtime. I'm like, I got this 30-minute meditation class, but you guys...
What?
So other people go. It's like you're going to a workout class in a yoga studio, but you're just going to lay there and get yourself comfortable. It's kind of exciting because you're like, I don't have to work out.
So you're just doing like the corpse pose the whole time.
Lay here and you can sit however you like. And then there's a teacher. And so they start teaching you to kind of go through each individual body part, you know, starting at your toes, and you focus on relaxing your toes, and you kind of got to give into it. It really is a little cheesy if you overthink it. You kind of just got to lay there and not think about anything.
What'd the teacher sound like?
You know, he was a man, and he just had a nice soothing voice, and he would just say, okay, we're going to let go of all of this negative energy. He just had a calming voice.
Mm-hmm.
So he was great. So he starts leading it. But then you get to a place after you get through like toe to head where he goes, now imagine yourself in the most magical place.
Okay.
This was actually the song that was
playing. Should we try it?
No. The most magical place you've ever seen. And you know what pops into my head?
Okay.
Willy Wonka.
Oh, that's okay.
I start thinking about Willy Wonka's Candyland because, you know, that's a magical place. And then he goes, and then there's a river. And
chocolate
then I
river.
Think, there's a chocolate river.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
He goes, now you're laying down in the river to let everything wash off. And I'm thinking, well, I can't lay down in that chocolate river. And my mind starts arguing with the premise, right? And just as I'm thinking about laying in a chocolate river, people walk in.
What?
They were late to the meditation.
You can't walk in. You're breaking my meditation.
Isn't that a no-no? I hate when people come in late. A couple, and they were loud, stomping around, putting out a yoga mat. Whole room's open. There's only six of us in there. Plop down right next to me. You better believe I sat up and gave them the look.
Oh, yeah, you did. But meditation's over at that point because you're out of your river.
They should just lock the door.
It was 15 minutes into a 30. No. My whole meditation was destroyed at that point.
Yeah.
They were just flopping around. I said, I came so close to being that person that was like, really? But then I didn't want to. Yeah. I was mad. And then I'm like, now I'm not meditating anymore and I'm not relaxed. But I managed to get a good 5 minutes in. And then after class, I looked at my friend. I go, what do you think about it? She goes, honestly, I fell asleep the whole time. So she slept for 30 minutes, which is great.
Isn't that the point? The point.
And I got annoyed by other people's noises.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be
awakened.
Awakened. I guess because relaxed, if you're conscious that you're, I don't know.
Yeah, if you sleep, it's a nap. 5 minutes where I was like kind of floating. You know, you get to a place where you don't really feel your body.
You're
kind
drifting.
Of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, you're drifting is what they want you to do. What were you wearing in your meditation? Visual.
Oh, I had a cute new Beyonce workout outfit on. This Ivy Park line is really great. I had bought this new outfit. It was cute. No, I was just in workout clothes because I was going to work out after.
I'm wearing like this muumuu.
Oh, you
like
wear a
white
muumuu?
One. Yeah, that's what I picture myself wearing. It's just a white flowy muumuu.
A muumuu.
Like one of those people at the airport?
Like a sheet?
Oh, you mean what I was imagining.
Okay. You're a Hare Krishna.
I'm like in this flowy white muumuu.
Oh, I thought you meant what I actually had on.
Carlos.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, in your head when you're meditating.
I thought you Jenna and I thought you put it on.
Yeah, I did too.
That's
well,
what
you're
I
like
picture.
A method actor.
Yeah, and then sometimes I have this cool white belt with it.
Okay.
Oh, so now you're in Star Wars.
I didn't think about the fashion I was wearing. Yeah.
You wearing a
Willy Wonka. Oh my god!
No, I haven't worn a gi yet. Just the flowy.
That thought in his head.
Just the flowy. Yeah. I did have ninja shoes once, like the cool, like the ones that go in between your toes.
I don't know. I don't have anything against it, but I've never made a conscious effort to meditate.
I think it's just supposed to help you not think about things that are bothering you. You know, you think about things that are bothering you, and you take deep breaths and you push them out. And I really believe in that. I want to believe in that because I think it helps. I don't know, Al. You might be down.
What do you do if a text message comes in?
Your phone's on silent.
I'm just saying, get back to my girl.
People that walk into class late, they're probably taking calls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay to be annoyed. I'm annoyed.
Oh, yeah, you should be the angry meditator.
I get there 15 minutes early.
Yeah. No, that's
when
that's,
people come to a workout class late and they plop down in your space.
That's crappy. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
By the way, Kelly, the football player you were thinking about, Chris Long.
That did happen, right?
Yeah, but it was to Charlottesville, I believe, because that's where he's from.
I remember he donated, but I didn't remember the cause, but he donated his first six paychecks.
The first
or
couple.
Something?
I don't know exactly how many, but he is. Yeah, wow. Chris Long.
Thank you. Awesome. I knew I saw something. Thank you for saving me on that.
Son of Hall of Famer Howie Long, Big Al Mack.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, it's time to compete.
All right, let's do it.
This is when us friends becomes enemies just for about 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Or at least a couple of us will. Here to host this game show is Nick Adams.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me. We're not playing match game today.
Oh.
We are playing Battle of the Sexes.
Oh. Battle of the Sexes. Isn't there a movie out called Battle of the Sexes?
There is. There's a movie with Emma Stone, tennis movie, Billie Jean King faces off against... The mean guy was dogging on her back from 40 years ago or whatever. Steve Carell's Bobby something. Riggs.
Sounds right.
Anyways, this guy was really rude. And so they have a battle of the sexes on the tennis court. Well, we're just going to play in the radio studio today.
Oh. So it's going to be Kelly and Jenna on a team and then Al and
you
on
a team.
I like our chances already.
We're also...
Oh, really?
I have to talk trash, right?
That's fine.
We're also going to let some members of Kid Nation participate. So joining the ladies is Keisha. Hello, Keisha.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the girls' team.
I'm so excited.
And joining the boys is Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
My man.
What's up, bro?
That's a sign of how it's gonna go.
I'm saving all my emotion for when we win. That's all.
Those guys don't have very many emotions, huh, Alex?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how we're going.
Did we date?
Here's how we're gonna play. So each player will be asked two questions based on trivia the opposite gender would know. So guys are going to get girly questions.
Yes.
Girls are going to get more manly questions.
Yes.
Okay.
And after everyone answers two questions, we're going to see which team has more points.
Okay.
All
right.
And so we're just playing for fun. I think we decided the winner is going to get some t-shirts, some of the t-shirts you guys
came up with. I need more t-shirts.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll let you guys pick between any of the t-shirts that we designed.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
We're saying we have extra.
We didn't
say that. No, we got extra to give away.
Do we get to, like, discuss our answer amongst the group and say it aloud?
I think what? I heard no.
No, each person just gets two questions. So okay. So Jenna, you're going to get
your own
two questions, and you'll answer it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
No corroboration? Collaboration?
Yes, collaboration. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got this, Alex. We're going to win, Doc.
Oh, yeah. You, me, and Big Al, we got this. No problem.
See?
Oh, stop your yapping.
So much dude power.
Hey.
We did a coin flip backstage, and the ladies are going to go first.
As they should.
Kelly, you're up first.
All right.
Who won the World Series in 2016?
That's baseball, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that team that plays. Kelly, come on. And, come on, Kelly. Why can't we help each other?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think we should be able to help each other.
No. Kelly, there's no discussing the rules.
I'm going to guess with, I know that Chicago was a really big deal because is it the Cubs? The Bears? The Bears are football.
Very
and the
good.
Cubs. Now, I remember it was a big deal that the Cubs won, but was it last year?
Right, that's the question right there. Who won last year?
I'm going to say it's the Cubs, right?
That's correct.
Dang it!
Cubs.
Man, good job, Kelly.
She's looking at me like she could get some type of indication.
Good job.
I was stone-faced.
Well done, Kelly. I'm proud of you on that
one. Yes, me
Big Al, you're up for the boys. Here we go. Here's your question.
Now. Bring it.
What does it mean when your clothes are pilling?
What is pilling?
Ladies, do y'all know what this is?
Yes.
Okay, see?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Al?
I'm assuming it means when you bring a girl home from the club and you pill her clothes.
My man!
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Yes.
Ladies, would someone like to answer?
Yeah. It's
Jenna Kelly?
It's when your sweater starts coming off, you know?
Yeah, it's like little balls pilling up.
Your sweater.
Yeah.
Why don't you say what happens when you...
It's called pilling.
Sorry.
Shavers. You can get the... it's pilling shavers.
Let's go with Keisha next. Let's see if Keisha can get a point for the girls.
Girls are up 1-0.
I really hope I don't miss the point, ladies.
Here we go, Keisha. How many points is a touchdown worth?
7 points.
Oh, no.
It's incorrect.
That's a trick question.
It is a trick question.
A touchdown is worth 6 points. The extra point.
See? I know. It's all right.
It's all good.
Field goal is the extra point. I'm so sorry.
Okay, a lot of people would have said 7, Keisha. All right.
All right, Alex, let's go with you.
Let's go, buddy.
Let's see if you can get a point for the guys. Alex, what is a monokini?
Oh, I know that.
A monokini.
Monokini.
It is a one-piece bathing suit that, I mean, the two pieces are still attached, but you've got a top and a bottom that it's not fully together. It's just attached at, like, one end.
Yes, that's correct. It's a one-piece with cutouts on it.
Alex!
Very good, Alex.
What a stud!
Guys are on the board.
I'm going to say it's a
years of being married, it helped out.
Yeah.
It is tied 1-1. Jenna, you are up.
Oh, gosh.
Finish this movie quote.
Oh.
The second rule of Fight Club is...
Oh, come on.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Very good. Correct.
Jenna.
Correct.
Well done.
Yep. Yes.
Ladies are on the board.
Way to go, Jenna.
It's 2-1, right?
Two to one. All right. Ladies, is it really annoying when guys sit there and quote movies the whole time?
I think it's cool.
Well, it depends.
No, I love it.
It depends on the movie.
Okay.
It's just like your movie knowledge sometimes is so, you've watched it so many times that you do quotes nonstop back and forth for hours. That's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that's what we do.
It is 2-1. Ladies, JC, you are up.
Okay.
While cooking, what does it mean to Julianne?
Oh, come on.
To Julianne?
Huh? You've been doing lots of Blue Apron. You know this.
They haven't asked me to Julianne yet. To Julianne.
Mm-hmm.
Juice something?
No, that's incorrect. Ladies, would anyone like to help out?
What's a julienne?
It's a way of slicing something very thin.
You're slicing it into thin strips.
Did you know that, Alex?
I know exactly what it was, but I knew it had something to do with slicing or dicing or something.
Did you know that, Alex?
I did know that one. I know my way around the kitchen. I was hoping if anyone was going to get it, it would be you, JC.
Yeah, man. I'm not. I know, though. I'm up with Julianne all day today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, you're up next for the ladies.
All right.
What was the highest selling vehicle in the U.S. in 2016?
Oh. You know that?
Come
you guys?
On.
Yeah. I have a guess.
Well, do I know it?
Can I just say, like, a truck?
I need a make and model.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
gosh.
Now
you're getting all...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just
because you could just say car, and that would count for anything. Yeah.
Well,
what's the highest
selling? Was it a truck?
Make and model.
But that still covers a wide variety of things.
Oh, my God.
I'll say a
Chevy.
Okay, that's incorrect.
Is it a Ford F-150, Nick?
It is a Ford F-150.
That's what I thought.
Come on, dog.
That's what I thought.
Right. They sold 820,000 units.
Of course we did.
All right. That was like...
Of course we did.
Really specific.
Yeah. I'm a F-150er.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Al, we're going to go to you.
Trying to make us look bad, girls.
It's 2-1 still for
all right.
Ladies.
I got to get one. You're talking Julianne-ing or whatever I was supposed to get.
Everybody knows Julianne. Yeah,
I know Julianne.
I know a girl named Julianne.
Big Al.
Yes.
How many shades darker should your bronzer be than your natural skin tone?
Really?
How many shades darker?
Really? Really?
Take a guess, bro.
This cancels out the Ford.
Yeah, you girls can't complain about that question.
Cancels it out.
Three?
That's incorrect. It's two.
Two.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
I want to say 50. I think that'd be...
Still 2-1.
You don't want to go 3 because then you don't match.
Keisha, right. You are up.
Yeah.
Okay. In golf.
Oh, gosh.
What is a birdie, Keisha?
Oh. I know this one. I don't know. It's the, like, one under... It's a point under something. Is that right? Something.
I'm going to go ahead and count that one. It is a point under par. One under par. That's right.
Dang. Good job.
All right, Alex and JC, it's up to you guys.
Well, man, 3-1.
Here comes the comeback.
It's up to you guys.
We got Alex.
3-1. Alex.
Alex got this.
You are up. Alex, what is the brand of heels famous for their red soles?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Alex.
I know this is because my wife wears, like, Ugg boots and Converse. Like, yes. Heels is not in my repertoire. you know, I'm sure Dan has probably mentioned him on the show 100 times. I have no idea. I'm going to go Kate Spade just to throw something out there. Really like
that's incorrect,
Louboutins.
Ladies. Christian Louboutins.
Yeah,
that's
the guys know that one.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan. They're really uncomfortable.
I want to thank Cardi B for teaching me
Cardi
that
B.
one. Yes, Cardi B taught me about
Bloody
that.
Bloody shoes.
Bloody shoes.
Okay, Jenna, we'll go with you. I believe it's mathematically impossible for the guys to win, but we'll just go ahead and finish this so you get two points, okay?
Dang, we've been mathematical.
I mean, it's true. They score a touchdown on you when they're up 50, you know?
Let's see, Jenna. What is the age of horses in the Kentucky Derby?
3.
Very good. Correct.
Wow. Dang it.
Wow.
Yes.
Count that point.
Pressing the other girls on the team, too.
I said 3. Oh.
And JC.
Yeah.
Which holds more coffee at Starbucks? The Grande, the Trenta, or the Tall?
The Trenta.
Correct. Very good. The Trenta. Very good. So the ladies win. You know more.
Yeah.
Down the sections. 4-2.
Yay. Oh, and you know what, Alex, since you were such a stud, we'll go ahead and give you one of the t-shirts, too.
Yeah,
because he really, he could have carried that.
He knew what Julianne-ing was.
You could have done this all by yourself, probably, better than we did.
Keisha, which shirt would you like? Would you like Big Al's shirt, Kelly's shirt, my hater shirt, or Jenna's Greasy Al shirt?
Oh, my gosh.
Or Justin's a
Well, do you remember what they even are? Mine was in a world full of...
I do remember yours was the Bachelor one.
Mine was a Tin Can Turkey Man shirt.
Mine said haters on the shoulder so you could brush them off.
And mine's Al's Bumble profile.
And then you also got part-time Justin's groceries.
I actually really like
part-time Justin's shirt.
There you go.
All right,
there you go.
Justin's groceries.
There you go.
And Alex, which one would you like?
I mean, I'm a big fan of all of you, but JC, every time I listen to you guys in the morning, you and I are on the same wavelength. I got to get the haters shirt so I can brush it off.
There you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
All right, we'll set you guys up, okay? Thank you for playing with us.
Thanks for having me.
Man, Alex carried us out.
He did.
Yeah.
Al, you want to revisit that we're going to smoke you line?
Yeah, I do. I thought we were.
Turns out Al and I quit smoking.
I'm pretty much, the only thing I'm really competitive at is trash talking.
Yeah.
I see.
And I'm not that
just
competitive
not
at that.
Through,
yeah, I'm definitely not the follow-through guy.
No.
I have two bonus ones if y'all want to hear them.
Yeah,
why not?
The Oakland Raiders are moving to what city?
Kelly.
Oakland Raiders. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I know Jenna knows.
They're going to move. Where are they going?
Why does it have to be to me? Can Jen and I consult?
Both of y'all can answer.
I don't remember. I think it's Vegas.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. There you go.
What's the other bonus?
My last one for the guys is, who is the editor of Vogue?
Oh, that chick that hates Kanye.
Devil hates Wears Prada Girl.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada Girl. That lady.
You're right.
Well,
what's her name?
Yeah, basically. You know.
Based on.
She looks mean.
All I know is that her and Kanye don't get along.
They do now.
They do now.
That's why he got Kim on the cover.
It's the season after fall.
And?
Fall. What's after fall?
Winter.
Winter. Ariel Winter. No. Winter is coming.
Winters.
Anna Wintour.
Anna Wintour.
I thought if you guys didn't get it after
fall. Did I say Anna at first though?
You said Ann.
Ann. That was close.
Yeah. Dang it.
Anna Wintour. Now we know.
We need to call Alex back.
Alex, you know. Oh, you know what that means right there?
What?
Time to play another game.
All right.
Oh, this one with money.
This one does have some money in it. It's called Play, Win, Give. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 23 to play, and we're going to ask you 5 questions, each one worth $100, up to $500 for you and your favorite charity next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to play, win, give in a second, but real quick, totally random text messages I pulled.
Please.
After the Battle of the Sexes.
I want everyone to understand that JC has control over the texts of the show, so he gets, we can all see them, but he gets to pull the ones he wants to read.
No, I just randomly select. I look and click.
All right, that's
interested.
What happens.
So yeah, see which ones you pulled after our Battle of the Sexes competition.
My randomly selected text messages, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
All at random. I didn't even look at them. Definitely do more quizzes like that. I just learned so much. We agree with you. We learned a lot as well.
Yes, that's true. That was great.
If you realize that, I did not know anything about the girls. Also, that's not fair. Jenna's a tomboy.
True.
Solid point.
Yeah,
solid
point. I guess yep. I am
well,
a
maybe
super tomboy.
You guys should be more in touch with your feminine side. You'd be more well-rounded.
I thought I was. I moisturize. I exfoliate. I do stuff.
Yeah.
I told Jenna she's the girliest tomboy I know, and I thought it was going to get me in trouble, but she said that was the greatest compliment I've ever given her.
It's the greatest compliment you've ever given me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I worry that I'm too tomboy sometimes, so I'm glad you said I'm the girliest tomboy.
You're the right amount of tomboy.
Cool.
Yeah, you still rock.
Thank you.
Yeah. These questions are so rigged. The girls' questions are way too easy, and the guys' questions are super hard.
Agreed.
Thank you very much.
Did you know how old those derby horses are?
No.
Yes.
No, you did not.
No.
Yes, I did.
That was a hard question.
I would guess 2 or 3, but I didn't know.
I had no idea where she pulled that answer from. And yeah. I don't agree. Because you know the answer, that's why you think it's whoever's wrote that comment.
Yeah.
Just because you know the answer, you assume everybody else does. That's not really fair.
Pilling?
Y'all's
right.
I know what pilling was, and it was like, that was no big deal.
Kelly and
I'm
knew
woman.
The women question and the men question.
Well, speaking of the ladies.
I think I missed,
Guys, don't worry. I'm a woman, and I didn't know any of the answers.
There you go. Huh. So that means they were hard.
Not even Julie Anning?
Julie Anning.
I knew it was a thing. I just didn't know what the thing was.
If you watch any TV commercials, infomercials, you'd know. They do that with that Julian slicer. They talk about it all the time.
That's actually what Kid Craddock cut his finger off with.
With the Julian?
Yeah.
See, that's
Julian
where I heard
potato.
It.
He was slicing a potato on the Julian. He was Julianning a potato.
That sounds dirty.
And another one we had, where's part-time Justin? We haven't heard from him in a few days. He's back there answering the phones.
Somewhere, he's back there.
Well, he wasn't back
Is
there.
Is he?
We finally
can't find him either.
We located him. He's, he finally answered the calls. We had the phones ringing, and we're like, hey, we need a winner. Justin. But yeah, he's back there. He's working hard.
Oh, good. Are we going to give away some money?
Yeah, we are going to give away some money with Play, Win, Give.
All right.
Let's meet our contestant, Anastasia. How are you doing?
Oh, my God, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
So good.
Oh, good.
What are you doing right now?
I am sitting in the parking lot. I just dropped off my daughter at school. She is not going to believe this. She got out of the car a second before y'all answered the phone. I make her listen every day on the way to school. She's never going to believe this.
Well, you can listen back to the Kid Nation podcast.
There you go.
And check out your appearance on the show and let her listen to it, okay, on the K-Pod.
What's her name?
I will. See, Harley, I was thinking about you, baby.
Aw. And yeah, is that your only kid?
No, I have a 17-year-old daughter named Lexi, a 13-year-old named Harley,
a 10-year-old daughter named Ava, and my 9-year-old son, his name is Enoch.
Oh, you finally got your son there.
Yeah, right.
Well, I always like to go in order. I have three beautiful stepdaughters who I love, my boyfriend Justin's beautiful girls, and my son Enoch. So, yes, we are
You guys are blessed. Well, here's how the game works. We're going to ask you some questions. Hopefully, you know the answer to all five because they're each worth $100. You could win up to $500. Now, we'll turn around and match whatever you win and give it to your favorite charity. You already chose it, right? Which is what?
The World Wildlife Fund for Conservation.
The WWF. Well done.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's why the Wrestling Federation changed their name because they had the rights to the WWF. That's why they're the WWE now.
I did not know
that. I didn't know that was why.
That should have been in Battle of the Sexes. We would have
gotten that one wrong.
Yay. Yay. That was your question. You would have got it wrong.
All right, Anastasia, let's get to your questions. Kelly Raspberry, hit her with the first one.
Yay, me. All right, so what actor played Lizzie McGuire on the Disney Channel?
Hillary Duff.
That is correct.
Right, and by the way, happy 30th birthday today, Hillary Duff.
Yep.
Yeah, she's 30.
Man, she turned into a great-looking woman, didn't she?
30-30.
She's a beautiful young lady as well.
Yeah, she was. Anastasia, you got $100. Let's keep going. Let's see if you could turn that into $200. Who on the show has a mother named Dorabelle?
Big Al?
That's
right.
Correct.
Was that a guess?
Yes.
That was a good guess.
That's $200 for you, Jenna. You got that third question?
Yes, I do. All right. This website was created in 2004 as a way for college students to network with one another.
Website.
Rate My Professor? I have no idea.
Rate My Professor. That is incorrect.
No, it's a big, big, big website.
You're probably on it. Facebook is what we were looking for.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Started off for college students. I remember when my cousin was in college, you got on it. I'm like, what is this?
You had to have an EDU.
Until I went to see the movie. That's All right, here we go. Which of the current cast members has been on this show the longest?
Kelly.
That's right.
That is correct.
That is correct.
And your last question, hopefully this will mean $400 for you. You've already got $300. Who took over for Jon Stewart on The Daily Show?
Oh, no. Jon Stewart, The Daily Show.
That's a toughie.
That's a little hard, especially if you sleep at night.
Yeah.
I would have been stumped on this one, even though I know him and I've seen his face and I know who he is. Trevor Noah.
Yeah. That's not on really late, though, is it? That's prime time, isn't it? I don't even know what time
it's
on.
It's on at a good time, but if you're not watching it, you're probably out of sight, out of mind. Hey, you scored $300, Anastasia.
For you and $300 for your favorite charity.
Saving all that wildlife.
Yeah, the world wildlife.
Yes.
Yay.
Fun. What are you going to do with your $300?
I'm sure we will probably pay some bills.
Yeah.
Paying bills is fun. I love paying.
I don't know if it's fun, but I do feel good afterwards.
You pay it off.
Yeah.
That adult thing, yay.
Yay, adulting. Hey, what's your favorite animal, by the way, Anastasia?
I would definitely say anything feline.
Anything
feline.
Yes.
Big Al Mac, our animal impersonation.
All right. Go ahead and get a feline.
Yeah, please.
That's a big feline.
Feline.
That's a big feline.
Tracy, you're doing it, doing the cat in heat.
Yeah. That's a good one too, Jason.
That's the worst sound.
Like it literally sounds like a cat in heat. How do you know how to do that so well?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you in heat?
I think I am in heat. Anastasia, you hold on while I stay in heat over here. We'll get you all set up. We're playing again tomorrow, same time, 7:20 Central. Make sure you can answer all those questions. There's five of them, and we'll hook up your favorite charity just like that.
There's really no way you can study for this contest. But
yeah.
You either know it or you don't.
Yeah. All right. JC's hitting a button.
We're killing time while JC pokes something.
Yeah, what are you poking?
There you go.
That's what I needed to hit. Our thing broke. Thanks, Trey, for bailing me out on that one right there. Demi Lovato got an album coming out. We've been waiting for this one for a while. She's got so much going on, and she's a friend of the show. In fact, She was 12 years old, singing outside of our studio before she was who you know her to be. I mean, this was a Demi Lovato, the girl.
And she was, what song did she sing? Was it Kelly Clarkson?
I think it was Since You've Been Gone.
That's what it was. Right outside our window,
sounds
right here.
That's right.
Her mom brought her along, and man, look at her now. Worldwide fame. We'll catch up with Demi Lovato, see what she's been up to next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our weekly check-in with Demi Lovato.
Besties. We're
Hello.
Besties now.
Hi, Demi.
Yes,
how are you?
Besties. I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. Can't wait for Tell Me You Love Me to come out tomorrow. That's what I'm waiting for right there.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh, Demi. And this is Jenna again. And I'm glad you didn't tell me when I interviewed you at Fabletics that your collaboration, the secret one you couldn't say, was with Lil Wayne, because I would not have stopped talking to you about it had I known that. I love him.
I love him. I'm like, he's one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Did you guys get to work in studio together, or were you guys separate?
No, we were separate. We kind of, so like a lot of times when you're in the studio with somebody, you'll, or when you're getting a feature, you'll like send it to them and they'll record their part and then they send it back and you get to hear it for the first time, which is pretty cool. So I didn't get to work with him in the studio, but hearing it back for the first time was just like so surreal.
I was looking at it, Demi. The name of the song's Lonely. That's featuring Lil Wayne. I saw that someone named Dijon McFarlane wrote it, and it was produced by
DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard.
On a beat.
Oh, is that the same person? So DJ Mustard is Dijon.
Yeah.
Did you know Dijon was mustard?
Hello.
Come on.
See, I thought that
French.
I thought you just went double mustard on us.
No.
But the last interviewer didn't ask that.
Right. No, he did not.
Yeah, we're diving deep.
I wanted to, do you have a phone conversation with Lil Wayne? Like, have you actually, I mean, I'm sure you've met him before all these years, right?
I've met him before, and actually he sent me, I guess he has a clothing line.
Yeah.
And he sent me some stuff like a while back, and so I've met him. He sent me some stuff, so like we had like kind of like a small friendship.
Yeah, I'd count it acquaintances? For sure. I'd count it as a friendship.
More than we've got.
His clothes smell
I'd
like
to
weed.
Say we're friends.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Best friends forever. Hey, was he at your house party that Snoop Dogg was at?
He wasn't, but I'm surprised that he wasn't, because like everybody, like so many people were there. There was rappers there.
Am I having a false memory? Are you the one that your mom used to make like a big meatloaf or a pot of spaghetti,
yes,
and everybody used to come to your
Wednesday.
House? That's it.
Yes.
Meatloaf Wednesday.
No, in fact,
Meatloaf Wednesday. They were not over for Meatloaf Wednesday. Although if I invited them, they'll probably come.
You should start that again,
Meatloaf
Demi.
Wednesday,
I thought that was the most wonderful, heartwarming story I ever heard.
Yeah, that was fun. I used to do that with my family, and all of a sudden, like it started out with like a couple of my friends, and then so many people showed up. I think we had like 30 or 40 people one time.
Wow,
that's a lot of meatloaf.
It was a lot of meatloaf.
But it was all these young and up and coming, you know, superstars now. But at the time, they were just like, "Man, I gotta eat. I'm going to the Lovato's for some meatloaf."
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any friend traditions now? Because I know you've kept a lot of your close friends. Anything you guys get together and do?
There's this thing called emo night.
What's that?
And it's in LA at this place called the Echoplex. And it's where you go and you listen to like emo music. It's kind of like a club. And I DJ'd one time actually, but you listen to like a ton of emo music and it's just like a throwback.
It's like all Dashboard Confessional.
Yes, and like Paramore and Panic at the Disco.
Awesome.
Like, I mean, it's so much fun, and I do that sometimes with my friends. But also I'd love to go to Disneyland with them.
Yeah, I keep seeing you posting pictures of you guys going to Disneyland.
I love Disneyland.
Do you have to go incognito, or do you have like an escort when you go to Disneyland?
I get an escort, which is pretty cool. But the only like downside to having an escort is you take the back way, so you don't really get to see the magic.
Yeah.
I
agree.
You're like in the back alleys of like,
you see like the gutters of Disney.
Yeah, you see like all the trash cans and like the workers working, and, like the princesses with their dresses off, with, like just their normal sweatpants on.
Mickey without his head on.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Demi, can we still try to be in your video? Do you still have that contest going on?
Yes, I do have it going on. You can definitely enter.
Because it's on Omaze, and I go on there quite a bit, and I donate in hopes that I will win. I've never won, but I'm probably going to do yours in case you want to look for my entry.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out. Because, right, I control that.
Well, I hope you do, because yeah, it is right? Your video. I mean, you can do the casting.
Okay.
And speaking of the video, did Snoop Dogg really, was he the reason you came up with the Sorry Not Sorry video? Because he was smoking weed in your house?
Oh, God. that was like a legendary party.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like, whenever I was coming up with the ideas for the videos, I actually... Jay-Z was helping me think of the video ideas, and he was like, it should be lighthearted and fun. And he was like, "What? I saw a video of you, like you were like with Snoop Dogg or something, and you should just like recreate that for your video." And so I was like, that's a really good idea to keep it like lighthearted and stuff like that. So that's what we did. We kind of recreated the party with different guests. Yeah,
with Meatloaf?
With Meatloaf. There was Meatloaf in the video.
I bet I know what was in that Meatloaf. Yeah.
He was special Meatloaf.
Yeah. I'd like that beat.
That all makes sense.
California is so fun out there. You know? Well, look, the name of the album is Tell Me You Love Me. Demi Lovato, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had longer to talk. I love you guys.
Hey,
love
come you. Out. Let's do some Meatloaf soon, okay?
Okay, Meatloaf in Texas.
Meatloaf it's, Wednesday, yeah.
It's on. All right, Demi Lovato. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Because she told me to tell her I love her. So
yeah,
that's
you
why.
Did. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we all got them. This is the time to let us have those first world problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if you're wondering, what is a first world problem? Maybe you're a new listener to the show or you've heard that term. You just don't quite know what it is. We got some for you from the text. You guys, all I got is hundreds in my pocket, and nobody at the gas station has change. Hashtag first world problems.
That's a very good example.
Yeah. I wanted to complete my star challenge from Starbucks, but the person in front of me was rude and paid it forward, so now I have to come back to Starbucks again to complete it and get my points.
Wow.
Hashtag first world problem.
Angry.
Got a free coffee, though, dude.
I think they're being funny.
Yeah.
Also from the text, the only reason I listen to the show is because Jenna has a very sexy voice. Too bad my wife gets all mad at me when I talk about it in the car.
Yeah. Women don't, I mean, thank you, but women don't like when you compliment another
sexy.
Woman.
That's right. Yeah, make it sexy.
I don't know how to make, I just talk this way. You guys know that. I just have this low, terrible singing voice.
Sexy just happens with Jenna.
Sexy
happens.
By the way, I'm just so sexy all the time.
By the way, make it sexy with Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's coming your way.
We're going to do that?
Just about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait long. You do not have to wait long.
Al, what are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about... it's a surprise, Jenna. Don't you like surprises?
He hasn't gotten it yet.
He doesn't know.
I know. It's already... It's in my head.
You waited till the last second, didn't you?
It's in my head.
Oh, great.
I saw that wink. That was sexy, Al.
Thank you, baby.
You got that wink down? Getting into character.
Yeah, let me unbutton one more button right
here. Oh, please don't.
Yeah, that's
how you do it.
Come on.
Why are you even wearing a shirt at this point?
He was going to do it naked.
We got to draw a line somewhere.
That just makes us suffer. You can't hear that on the radio.
I know you're going to suffer because you're going to be turned on so much. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you can hear my nudity.
Yeah, lie.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
Al didn't lotion turn. That's why. All right.
Let's go to the phone.
Just flapping, flopping.
Let's go to the phone.
What's up, Sandy?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. All right, let's get to yours.
Okay, so I actually got tickets to go see Jimmy Fallon next week, and I had the perfect dress all laid out. It's the one I wore to my birthday last month, and it fit me well and everything. It's all white, and it says you can't wear white. Not a white top, not white pants, not white anything.
Oh man.
So now I have to rethink the whole outfit because it's a pretty big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Those are problems, man.
I didn't know
that's
we were...
first world problem.
We forgot to look at the rules for what to wear when we went.
Yeah, well, I guess we complied. They didn't kick us out.
Yeah,
no.
We were fine. Well, have fun, Sandy. Sorry you can't wear your hot white dress.
Yeah.
Hey, Christina.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead with yours.
So I got a new car recently. Super excited about that. But went to the mall a day afterwards and spent almost 20 minutes walking around the parking lot looking for my old car.
That's funny.
When did it finally click? Oh, wait, I have a new car.
I was on the phone with a friend of mine at the time, which was part of the distraction. But I went to click in for my car, and I walked past the new car, and I heard it click, and I'm like, that's not my car, and kept walking. And so then I hit the panic button to try to find my car, and I realized, oh, that is my car.
Yeah, that's a good one right
there. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Remember when kid left his car at the airport for like a week?
Yeah, he thought he lost
it. He thought he lost his car.
Oh, my God.
He lost his car.
It was at the airport for a week.
Miss something.
Hey, you know, Trey, did he send you to go get it?
That was one of the first things I did as an intern, is he sent me to go get his car from the airport.
And you just drive around like and just click until you heard a beep or something? How do you find it?
He knew which parking garage it was in, and he knew his license plate.
Okay.
So you have to look at
just
every
go
license
floor
plate.
By floor.
Oh.
Just walk around.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he give you money to pay to get out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
That was a daily thing for him. Don't you remember he left one of his cars in this garage for like months and it was just because he couldn't find the car keys?
Yep.
And he was too embarrassed to reveal that he had lost the car keys or to get another repair from the dealership, so he just left the car.
He had asked me for a ride home, and I'm like, but your car's right there.
Don't
question me. Just give me a ride home.
And your, like, all right. your other car is up there now.
Oh, man. I miss that guy. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Welcome. We're doing First World Problems here, and Lauren's got a good one for us.
We just built our first home.
Uh-huh.
And even when it doesn't deliver to us, because they don't recognize our address.
Because it's not existent yet. Right?
I know.
To them, at least.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to do all of my Christmas shopping in person, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh,
that's the worst. I can't imagine.
Oh, you got to deal with...
You're kicking it old school, girl.
I know. I don't want to either.
Have to go to the mall.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm. Try to make the most of it.
You could try the drop boxes, maybe.
It's all the way in Thorny, too, so I don't know when they're going to recognize it.
Yeah. 2021.
Yeah.
I know. Looking forward to it.
Oh, Lauren. Well, congratulations on the new house, though.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Bright side, if we look at it. Yeah, if we have one, you get a new house.
The house is too new.
GPS won't recognize it.
My world would be rocked. Gosh.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
What's going on?
All right. So when I drive to work in the morning with my mom, we always listen to Kid Craddock in the morning. We do. For years, we've done it. And so every morning, I try to bond with my mom, and we try to talk to her, and she wants to talk to you guys and listen to you guys instead.
Is she there right now with you or no?
She is.
Let's holler at her right quick.
Yeah.
All right.
You can holler sexy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey there, sweet thing. What's your name? What's your name?
This is Cherie.
Cherie. What are you wearing right now, Cherie?
Oh, wow.
None of your business, Al.
That's right. That's right.
Cherie, you give it to her.
That is right.
Yeah.
We just wanted to say hello.
By the way, you guys work together, Cherie? You and your daughter?
No. This is one of my daughters. She's in college, and then she Uber drives during the day.
So I let her
take my car out.
And what do you do for work, Cherie?
I'm a high school art teacher.
Oh, you're an art teacher.
Yep.
Look at Al hitting on the teachers.
Very nice. I love teachers.
Oh, great talking to you and your daughter, Cherie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
None of your business, Al. None of your business.
It almost worked. She told me. Hey, Yolani.
Hi.
So what's yours involve?
Okay, so Monday, it was my birthday, and I went to go have breakfast, and I had an altercation, not really a situation with the restaurant. And I warned them before I walked out, I'm going to write a bad review on your Facebook page. I did. And it's been going back and forth. Well, yesterday, the owner came back on my review and called me a bully and an internet mentality bully.
Wow, that's how you handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how are you going to call me a bully over my negative review? Like, it's my review.
Right.
I'm dying to know what they did wrong.
What did they do wrong?
Well, I had a one-year-old. He was fussy and wanted to run around the restaurant, and we weren't allowing him to.
Oh, did you take him outside, though?
No, we didn't. We were getting ready to leave. We had asked for a check, and he came and told us the tables around us were complaining about the noise level. I think the appropriate thing would have been to, you know, ask what was going on first. You know, he would have known we were getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, taking care of the other tables, let them know, hey, you know, they're getting ready to leave.
They're leaving, yeah.
Yes, you know, but no, it's been a back and forth since Monday on Facebook on the reviews.
Girl, you got to just stop interacting
with
that.
Yeah, it's going to get worse, Yolanda.
I told him, I said, I'm done. When they called me a bully, I just laughed. I said, this is ridiculous. This is so unprofessional.
Yeah.
Well, you bring your little one-year-old to my restaurant and run around all he wants to, all right? Especially during the day, because there's nobody there.
Yeah, you do that. Free shots for tots.
On Saturdays. All right, Yolani. Good luck with that, Facebook.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're a parent and your kid starts fuzzing.
Yeah, but that shouldn't handle it like that.
Yeah. I see why.
You're trying...
As a parent, I'm trying to relate to what she did.
Because you gotta be sympathetic to the boss too.
To the boss,
the restaurant
bit.
Guy. He's got all these people
around him, and he wants to.
He's
trying to keep everybody happy. Yeah.
When it's one person or the masses, you try to appeal to the masses.
Right,
is what he was doing.
Right.
But Yolani was trying to leave, so she was
right.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't want to go.
You don't respond.
She might have been there by herself, maybe, and maybe she couldn't get up.
You don't respond to a bad review, though, like argumentatively.
That's what you do, though, right?
You know?
Can't scream and you leave. Do you have
yeah,
to leave?
I
should.
Yeah, I pick up my kid
when,
and take
the
him
worst
outside.
Is when the parents practice that ignore it until they stop screaming
don't do
method.
That.
And so they expect the rest of the restaurant to ignore it as well. It doesn't really work that way.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm one of those that I'll grab my son as soon as the first peep happens and we're outside talking.
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hey.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
I'm just going to say shout out to Kelly because I'm from Myrtle Beach. So I definitely know the area all the time.
All right.
My first world problem is definitely having to fill up my gas tank every week. Like, it's so annoying when the gas light pops on because I swear I just filled up. Like,
it's
I'm at
so
the gas
true.
Station right now, and I thought I had great gas mileage, but I still fill up every week. Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah. I'm with you, girl. I hate it. This morning, I'm like, I just got gas. Why is my light on? Oh, that's
exactly.
Right. I drive.
It's so annoying. It really is.
Oh, man. When are we going to have just cars that run?
We're
trying.
Yeah.
But you don't have to charge them. They just run.
Yeah.
In 5 years, their battery runs out, and then you get a new one. Because we all trade in a car usually around that time, right?
That's a great invention.
That's your plan,
Jason.
Huh?
Yeah.
The car, the disposable car. That's
after 5 years.
5 years, it stops working, and boom, you get a new one. Affordable.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do a fund do or fund don't.
I'm going to have to call Elon.
Tesla.
The Musk.
My dude, Eel. Yeah, the Musk. I'm going to call the Musk. Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Okay, so I had to school your phone screener on why this is a first world problem. So, Jenna, Kelly, you might want to help him.
I will school him.
Long, luxurious, triple processed blonde hair, and I work out every day. Mm. So, my dry shampoo budget has tripled, or I have to wash my hair every single day. It wreaks havoc on my blowouts. I don't even know what to do.
Mm.
Yeah, and the phone screener's like, shouldn't you wash your hair every day? And
I'm
like,
no!
Whoa.
No!
Whoa.
No, it's triple process. You don't. You're clearly single.
No, yeah, no. No, no, no.
Your girlfriend or partner has natural hair. Sorry, boo.
Even if you don't do anything to your hair, you're not supposed to wash it every day. It strips all the natural oils and stuff. Even if you do nothing to your hair. Shouldn't wash it every day. Unless you just like
day.
A really sweaty work. I mean, if you're working out in the gym and it's disgusting.
Yeah, but
the dry shampoo soaks up those oils.
So if I grow my hair out, I got to do more dry shampoo action.
Your hair does better when it's dirty, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can use baby powder sometimes, too, with the blonde hair.
That's right. I got plenty of baby powder.
And that's cheaper. My favorite dry shampoo is cheap dry shampoo. Yeah. It's the best.
I got baby powder and Big Al Matt got baby oil.
I got baby oil in my purse. Is that what you're doing now?
Oh, he's going to lather himself up.
I got something for y'all.
You need some?
I got something for y'all. We're going to dim the lights a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it.
Oh, nice and easy.
So sexy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, ladies and select gentlemen. You've waited this long.
Gentlemen.
Oh, is this the moment?
It's the moment.
Are we really doing this? Oh, gosh.
Oh, we're about to make it sexy again.
I meant to be taking an extended bathroom break right now. I forgot.
Nope, Kelly.
Darn it, I made it back in time.
Big Al makes me pee.
Try not to get turned on by the sound
I'll try.
We're going to lose all 25 listeners.
Listen. Big Al's sexy, silky voice.
Listen here. Listen.
Did we not learn anything from yesterday? Listen. That was disgusting.
You got to try twice to see.
Sweet pea, listen.
Sweet pea?
What are you going to teach us, Al?
When working with shoe polish, it's always a good idea to lay down some newspaper. Because the polish does have a tendency to drip, drip, drip on everything. This could cause staining. Now start off by using your buffing brush to dislodge any dirt from the shoe, because shoes can get very dirty.
Dirty shoe.
Dirty, dirty. If your shoes are filthy dirty or have polish buildup that needs to be removed, use the leather gel on them. Otherwise, simply wipe the shoe using a soft cloth and make sure it's dampened with water. Do your shoes have laces? Well, if so, take them off slowly. Now the shoe is ready for its beautifying routine. To clean these shoes, you'll first apply gently a thin layer of leather conditioner using a very, very soft cloth.
This is the first step now?
It will be very tempting to use a lot of conditioner, but don't. Don't do that. You should resist that temptation with all of the willpower that you've got. Because trust me, a little goes a long, long way.
Al, I need more sex. Like more sex.
Yeah. Sexy.
I'm sorry.
I'll save that.
Oh, no.
I'm not being sexy enough?
No, you were being more sexy earlier. More sexy.
No, that's okay.
No, that's good.
I'd rather be bored.
Now your shoes.
No, that's good.
No.
What? No,
that's good.
Okay, I'll go to the final step.
There's more?
The final step in polishing is to buff the shoe.
Okay, now sound effects. No.
Vigorously using your brush.
There it is.
God.
It will help to work the polish into the leather.
This is lasting longer than any of Al's other sexy stuff.
Any excess, as well as create.
Just trying to save it.
I thought Al would have gone with the funny and done like a how to remove a lollipop wrapper. You know, something quick. Like Al.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.